Dictation for Laura, L-A-U-R-A, Bolito, B-O-L-I-T-H-O, January 1641. Address as a letter to Dr. Burnell, B-U-R-N-E-L-L-D-O, 6443140. Dear Dr. Burnell, consultation for Mrs. Bolito with abnormal kidney function comes accompanied with daughter Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y. She has a history of progressive weight loss, multiple falls, recent admission to McLaren, M-C-L-A-R-E-N, at Bay City from November 23 to November 25. Progressive weight loss, poor appetite, small meals, mass on the lungs, question cancer with metastasis, a biopsy postponed as patient was not feeling well. Presently no vomiting, dysphagia or reflux, problems of constipation or bleeding, frequency, urgency and incontinence, which is chronic without infection, cloudiness or blood, peripheral neuropathy, multiple body pain from multiple fractures, denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents, presently no chest pain or palpitations, has chronic dyspnea, a smoker 1 pack per day, uses inhaler as needed, no oxygen, no orthopnea, PND or sleep apnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, has been using Norco. Next paragraph. Her past medical history from prior pain, hypopituitarism on replacement. Smoker, COPD, hyperlipidemia, chronic kidney disease, stage 3 to 4, multiple falls, progressive memory issues, decreased hearing, osteopenia, hyperparathyroidism, anemia, iron deficiency, urinary incontinence chronic, multiple falls, no reported coronary artery disease, the event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS or stroke. There has been prior peripheral vascular disease with an aortoiliac stenting. Denies chronic liver disease of kidney stones. Next paragraph, surgeries for gallbladder. Hysterectomy, including tubes and ovaries, with incidental finding of cancer cells, but did not require any radiation treatment or chemotherapy. Peripheral vascular disease, aortoiliac intravascular stenting. Prior surgery, left foot. Prior surgery, right eye for Bell's palsy, bilateral lens implant. Next paragraph, present smoker, no alcohol, no drugs, occasionally wine. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, no reported history of kidney problems. Next paragraph, medications. Recently include Posamax, but apparently not taking anymore. Lipitor, calcium, was on pain control, Dilaudid, Vitorpan, Zetia, Norco, hydrocortisone, Cambivent inhaler, lidocaine patches, muscle relaxants, prior Mirbetriq discontinued, nor VASC for anxiety, oxazepam, OXAZEPAM, Protanix, Pulmicort, Phyto Replacement, Vitamin D, Prior Aleve, nor VASC. Next paragraph on physical exam, way down to 100, 62 inches tall, blood pressure 140 over 62, this is on the right side, on the left 153.67, severe decreased hearing, severe muscle wasting, normal speech, no gross respiratory distress, bilateral, dilated pupil, bilateral lens implant, decreased closure of the right eye, no palpable lymph nodes, some bruises of the skin, some pallor, no jaundice, and nausea or clubbing, no palpable thyroid, bilateral carotid bruise, a pericardial wrap, regular rhythm, distant breast sound, COPD abnormalities, but no localized RALs, breast sound decreased bilateral, probably worse on the right, question pleural effusion, premature beats, abdominal bruit, femoral bruit bilateral, no ascites, tenderness or masses, 3-4 plus bilateral edema up to the knees, strong dorsal pedis pulses, no gangrene, restricted movement from multiple falls and fracture, however, no focal deficit. Next paragraph, ultrasound, small kidneys, 8.5 on the right, 7.6 on the left without obstruction. Recent CT scan, chest, abdomen, and pelvis, one of them with IV contrast. Nodular lung opacities, the larger one, 3 centimeters, they are speculated, bilateral pleural effusion, pelvic fractures, T12 compression fracture, the presence of aortoiliac stent graft. Also T11, T10 abnormalities, L5 abnormalities, a number of sclerotic abnormalities, probably bone metastasis, rib fractures on the left side, fractures of the ramus pubis on the right side, next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, November 25, anemia 7.6, normal white blood cell platelet. Low absolute reticulocyte count at 80,000. Low vitamin D25 at 19. Normal potassium. Bicarbonate. Low albumin, corrected calcium normal. Trace amount of protein, no blood in the urine. Albumin creatinine mild elevated 73. Normal phosphorus, prior PTH elevated. Iron deficiency, ferritin 12, saturation 9%, PTH 85, uric acid 7.9, normal complement levels, no gross monoclonal protein, creatinine over the last 1 year around 1.4. In the recent hospital admission, isolated up to 2. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD stage 3. bilateral small kidneys, likely hypertension, nephrosclerosis, cannot rule out renal artery stenosis given the extensive vascular disease, carotids, prior aortoiliac stenting, abdominal bruits, femoral bruits. However, at this moment, there are other more pressing issues. She has weight loss, lung masses, a smoker, COPD, likely lung cancer, question metastasis, bones, including sclerotic areas, needs a lung biopsy to decide prognosis, treatment, potential comfort care, palliative care. There is also iron deficiency anemia. However, no further procedures until clarified the question lung cancer and what to do about it. Underlying smoker COPD, underlying hypertension, pain, hypopituitarism on replacement, multiple falls and multiple bone fractures as indicated above. Condition is very guarded. Continue chemistry in a regular basis, once a lung biopsy to define how much she wants to do or going into palliative hospice care. End of dictation.